My name is Ann Alcott. I'm a trustee on the UVA Urban District Board, and I've been for the past 5 years. And I'm just I'm all the things you said tonight. You said it sounds great. You've got money. You can help us out because we are purveyor of the water. We really, we're in charge. So we need to have, we need to talk to you. So I guess.
Purposes like that, but supplying water, UVA is just not your not save some time and maybe amendments? Because there's a whole lot of people that would like to see a whole lot of things get going. And am I not seeing this right? Is it such a simple a matter of,
you're right,
if you have some problems? In all fairness, the two-thirds of us voted for the first contract. And if you have amendments as our board, could we not, and you agreed to make those amendments, could we not get on with them?
Here, here.
Yeah, here, here.
Thanks again. I find that just at the last meeting, you did say that Coal Hills will no longer be residential, et cetera, and it will be a park. And I'm just wondering if that is still going to happen. And
I don't know, maybe I gave you an idea, but like, absolute hell. And some people call it the wars. I certainly don't want to go back to that. I don't think that anybody does. I think that we all want this water agreement to happen. I think that we all want the infrastructure that we need to happen. And I think that this whole issue has become so politicized that it makes it difficult for the parties to even get together. This is not a political issue. This is a contract issue, a legal issue. As much as everybody has an opinion, that's not what's going to happen at the end of the day. It's going to be settled through a contract process and maybe a legal process. So I would like to move on from all of this rancor and all of this bickering and all of this name-calling and finger-pointing and get on with it.
That's other infrastructure.
We are responsible for the effect of the ground in our development.
Title to you immediately,
if that's the case.